أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. As we read that in this surah, like in the previous surah also, Allah mentions His great favors on the Quraysh. In the previous surah, Alam Tara Kaifa, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that how Allah Ta'ala protected the Kaaba and thereby also the people of the Quraysh who were living there and who were the custodians, the mutawallis of the Kaaba Sharif. And that was a great honor for them, that how Allah Ta'ala had protected them by destroying the whole army of Abraha with his elephants and all. And the Quraysh, the ulama have mentioned the word Quraysh is a diminutive, that is speaking of a small thing, like we say a little boy, etc. Perhaps in English, I can't recall any word which the word itself expresses the diminutive, the smallness. But in Arabic, like we have, one is Abdullah, the slave of Allah, the banda of Allah. And one is Ubaidullah, the small slave of Allah Ta'ala. And there are many words like that in the Arabic language. Like that, the ulama have said that Quraysh is the diminutive of Qarsh. And there various meanings have been explained of Qarsh. One of them, it is a sea animal that is very brave, because these people were very brave, that way they became to be called Quraysh, that the very brave people. The other is also, in the ancestry, the founder of the Quraysh tribe is Nadhr bin Kanana. And he was in the ancestry at the 13th level. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ancestry meets with him. And Qarsh in one meaning is also together. So he was a person who had gathered all the people, the Quraysh also and other people also. He gathered them and united them. Like there are many people who have this great quality. Like as we are sitting here, we are all Muslims. But some of us are Indians, some of us is from India, some are from Pakistan, some are from South Africa, from different places. And then those who are like from India also, they are also all, there are many different people. You have the Surtis, you have the Mamans, you have all various types. And mashallah, there are such people who gather all together and take work from all and unite all. This was a quality in Nadhr bin Kanana, where not only his tribe, but he united all the others also and brought them on one platform. So for that reason also, they were called Quraysh. Also one meaning of Qarsh is to earn. And this was a people who earned their living, their livelihood through business, etc. Which is the best form of earning one's livelihood by doing business. So therefore also they were called Quraysh. Anyway, Allah had favored them with this great virtue, and also with regard to this, mashallah, till today there are so many ulama who know the lineage from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only till Nadhr bin Kanana, but Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And there are the Sayyid families till today in the world who know their lineage, who their father was, their father, and this goes up right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right till Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And this no other nation, no other religion, nobody in the world has got this but the Muslims, that they know their lineage till today. And in the line of, for example, fiqh also, and especially in tasawwuf, which is quite famous, they know their lineage right through, not only till the sheikh, but right through till the sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, etc. Just now, the lineage of Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zaman sahab, with all the four khalifas, that also has been printed and distributed. So this is a great feather in the cap for the Muslims, and only in Islam have we got this. If we have to consider ourselves as we are sitting here, we know our own names, quite natural. We know the names of our fathers, grandfather, inshallah, all of us know the names of our grandfathers, fathers, but great-grandfather, many of us, we are not so sure. And great-great-grandfather, perhaps it's out of the question. But in our deen, even the hadith sanad, till today, so kept, so protected and intact, that from a muhaddith right now, in the present time, he will be able to give you his line of lineage from where he has got hadith right till Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great honor which Allah Ta'ala has given to the Muslims also. And in with regard to the Quraysh, another great honor that Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with is that the giving the of water to the Hujjaj, this has been always kept also in the Quraysh. Also it is mentioned that at a time when there was nobody in the world to worship Allah, it was only the Quraysh who were left and they worshipped Allah Ta'ala. So they have got great, great honor also. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala explained in the previous ayat also Allah's great favors on them, and in this ayat that in their business, with regard to their business, they should travel towards Yemen in the south and towards Syria in the north, and that was also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon them, and through these travels and business they gained lot of experience also, and they made lot of profit in their business as well. So Allah Ta'ala says when all these favors are upon the Quraysh, then what they should do, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So in return, when Allah has been so kind and blessed them with so much of honor and respect, then they should make the ibadat of the Lord, of the Rabb, of the Allah, of this house, of the Kaaba, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, they should devote themselves to that. Just like today also, if Allah honors us with anything, any deeny work, then it is a great honor from whom Allah Ta'ala takes deen's work. Whether it is teaching deen at the level of a Darul Uloom, of a Maktab, or even just teaching the people generally, bayans, etc., or whether it is in the form of tabligh and da'wat, or writing of kitabs, whatever it may be, then we should not, that is a favor of Allah upon us. In return of this favor, we should make shukr of Allah by making his ibadah, and by keeping alive that system, and what Allah has blessed us with, that we keep it properly alive. So we also should in turn be thankful to Allah, in then thankful not only lip service. Today unfortunately even that is not there, but more than lip service, practically we should turn to Allah and make his ibadah. As Allah Ta'ala also says, when you do the work of deen, when you are finished, then make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, when you have done now your work of deen, فَانْصَبْ, then make the ibadat of Allah to the extent that you tire yourself. You feel that tiredness so much, you should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is that being, Allah Ta'ala explains, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, جِسْنَ اُنْكُوْ خَانَ دِيَا بھوک مَنْ. When people were suffering from hunger all around Makkah, it was a time of great difficulty for people. There were killings, there were robbings, there were murders that were taking place, like left, right and center, we can say, all around Makkah. But Makkah itself Allah kept safe because of the Kaaba Sharif. Allah blessed and gave them aman and gave them peace and security in Makkah Sharif. So Allah says, when this is the condition, more you should have turned to the ibadat and to the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And not only that, وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, or aman diya darme, and in the environment of fear, Allah Ta'ala gave them peace. Where there was fear all around. You don't know when somebody is going to be robbed, when somebody is going to be murdered, but in that whole environment, Allah protected them and gave them peace. So what was expected of them, in turn, they should worship Allah Ta'ala, they should have fully supported Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he wasn't an outside person, he was from the Quraysh. And so like any community, any family, they're own person, they want to support him more. But unfortunately still today also we find that a person in the community, a person in the family, when he stands up from the truth, then his own people also oppose him. The Quraysh also unfortunately chose that line and they opposed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas they should have fully supported him. So Allah reminds us of this, the historical event also, and what our action, line of action should be in our daily lives. We have a hafiz in the house, we should honor and respect him. We have a person who is in jamaat in the house, a person who is deeni conscious and he wants deen to be in the house, we should not oppose that person. He's a family member whom Allah has given deen and he wants to observe parda, he doesn't want doubtful food, etc. We shouldn't pass remarks and try and belittle him, but we should try and support him. That is what we should do. That is in the family also, in the community also. We shouldn't work against such people. We should work with such people and we should work for such people. May Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding of deen and practice upon deen correctly, and may Allah keep us on this path of righteousness right till our mort.